Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I'm Shari.
I'm Ebony.
I'm Tasha.
Well, hey, and we don't have any Dick on the show today. We don't know where he at. We lost our Dick. We lost him. Anyway, so ladies. Ladies, let's just jump on in this thing. So let me get all up in y'all business. Anybody got any announcements? Any church announcements? Anything? No? Okay, great. So, when is the last time you did something for the first time?
That's a pretty good question.
Mm-hmm. See, y'all be looking for sex stuff.
Ebony, you go first.
Yeah, I try to throw y'all off.
The last one is something for the first time. Oh, I think I got it.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm stumped.
I pitched a tent for the first time.
Who?
Pitched a tent and camped out in it overnight.
Really?
Awesome.
2020 staycation.
That's a good one.
Okay. Okay.
So that was September? Yeah, Labor Day.
All right. When's the last time you pitched a tent? For real, though.
The time I said I fell off.
Tasha, you should be walking outside and people see you and the tent should be pitching.
Oh, you mean that? Yeah, every day at work.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Every time I walk down the hall and go to the bathroom.
Okay. Got it. Ebony, not the pitch of tent, but the first time, the last time you did something for the first time.
For the first time, I mean, was it? No. I haven't done nothing for the first time.
So it's been a long time since you did something for the first time?
I gotta get out more.
That's so tragic.
I got nothing.
You found your daddy, your real daddy, for the first time.
Facts.
That's one
that
thing came to my mind.
Well, yeah, that is true, but the people knew that already.
Yeah, the people do already know that.
They do.
Oh, but they know I found an uncle.
I know, they know.
They don't. They don't know that they found your uncle, but he was just on the show. Uncle Nick.
Okay. Uncle Nick.
All right.
But I don't have nothing, man. Dang. What about you, bitch?
I'm gonna keep it to my raunchy self, cause you know I'm always thinking about sex. So
well, the show is about sex. So yeah.
So the last time I did something for the first time was very recently.
Poor.
I slept with cousins. But not in the way that you guys think, but I want you to think that way. So I'm just going to let it, I'm going to keep it just like that. I slept with cousins.
She kissing cousins.
Yeah.
She kissing cousins.
I was kissing cousins. I'm just going to let y'all think of it in the nastiest, raunchiest way, because it's really not. But I'm going to let y'all think it is, because it sounds much cooler.
Because you're from the backwoods of Oklahoma.
Yeah, but it didn't have nothing to do with Oklahoma, though.
Georgia, I know.
But we gonna keep it there. Just keep it right there. We can talk about it offline, so you can know the details. We're not gonna talk about the details of it all. We're gonna talk about the details offline.
Whatever.
Two thumbs up, though. So, just saying, what y'all drinking on? Cause we skipped right over that part.
I'm drinking Redland California wine.
Okay.
I'm drinking peach. I mean, no, I'm lying. This is sweet pineapple. Just wine. I'll leave by the side of my bed.
Well, I'm drinking, it's almost gone, but I have a refill over here, a mango daiquiri. Why? Because I was too lazy to go and get wine, and I didn't want to drink any really hard liquor. Like, I just didn't.
You're just over there being a bougie-ass Scorpio.
I just really didn't today. I just was like, I don't want no shots. I did a lot of drinking this past weekend. You know, I wanted to give my body a little rest. So we're drinking a daiquiri.
Good for you.
Bravo. So y'all know we gotta shame somebody, right? We have to.
Who are we shaming?
So a judge rejects a plea deal for Idaho woman accused of having sex with teenage boys. Now I know.
Read it again.
Okay. All right. A judge rejects the plea deal for an Idaho woman accused of having sex with teenage boys. Mm-hmm. Now I know you guys say, you guys always shame all the women and teachers and other people of authority that have had sex with little kids. You guys always shame them. But just think about every time we shame these people, we tell you a whole nother dynamic of why they need to be shamed.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We're not just, yes, it's bad that the teacher slept with the student. Yes, it's bad that the mama slept with the son's friends. Like, you know, we give you a different dynamic. So why would you think that this would be any different? So, this woman, and this just happened in June, by the way. The teenagers were five teenagers. They were between the ages of 16 and 17. And in the state of Idaho, that means those are not legal consenting ages. So she received three felonies because only three of them they can actually prove. She has sexual battery charges. Now y'all know. So you guys know, normally and typically, these charges are like sex with a minor, you know, none of them are delicate, but they're delicate. How many times have you guys ever heard me read about a woman battering children sexually?
Sexual battery, can you give me the definition of sexual battery? Or let me Google it.
Yeah, somebody Google it because I didn't know I needed to do a back search.
I need to have a better understanding.
Okay.
No, Bronxy.
So while you research that, I'm going to continue on with the story.
Okay.
So there was a 2-year investigation. It took them 2 years to get the actual proof that this was actually occurring. Mm-hmm. This woman, let me find her name. Her name is Amanda Steele. This woman was posing. Okay, she wasn't posing. She was actually being a mentor to these young men. Now, why a male needs a female mentor? This is Idaho. So I guess that's what they do.
Idaho.
So I guess that's what they do. I don't know. But she...
They needed her to mentor them in sex.
Yes. She was engaged in deviant sexual activities with these gentlemen.
That's a strong...
Did you find the definition?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, sexual battery is the act of making unwanted and sexually offensive contact with an intimate body part of another person, or which cause an immediate apprehension in the other person that such an act will occur. So.
So right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically what that is. So she was found in several different times with three different children. There's proof. One occurrence happened in a hot tub. One occurrence happened, and the other two occurrences happened like in a house. But there was the incident in the hot tub to where she just forced herself up on these 16 and 17 year olds who were not bragging to friends about this. They didn't brag to their friends. They didn't tell nobody. They started getting in and going into depressions. Like
she must have been one fucking asshole. She must have been looking raggy as fuck, because you know when boys usually don't, they brag about it when the person is hot. They be like, man, I hate that. She got a strong neck, but I mean,
she got a strong neck. Is she a shim? I mean, is she a?
No, she's a woman.
Okay.
Not even of the stereotype that you would even think. I waited to hear what y'all was going to say about what y'all thought her appearance was. She's a dainty little thing. She's a dainty little thing.
What's her name? Sarah McGinnis.
You don't get who the hell is Sarah McGinnis?
I don't know. I thought that's what you said. She looked like a Sarah McGinnis to me.
No. You just gave this woman a whole new name. Her name is Amanda Steele.
Amanda Steele. Was close. Because I remember that name. I don't know. She sounds like somebody we might know. I know some
Sarah Steele. McGinnis.
Oh, no, she knows some Steels.
I know some Steels.
Mm-hmm.
I know she was still with some dingling.
So we are shaming the fuck out of you, Miss Amanda Steele.
Her name fits her.
You're despicable.
Stealing them babies' youth.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I bet you these were not. These probably were like the good choir boys. These probably weren't boys that were.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because for them to not tell anybody and to kind of retreat back into themselves, she messed with some kids that was just.
They were definitely playing chess.
What'd you say, Tasha? Players.
I got notifications popping across my screen, and I thought Do Not Disturb was gonna block that shit too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Amanda Steele is a whack. She's a whack ass hoe.
You a whack hoe, Amanda. All right, Tasha. Can she get some theme music?
Yeah. Skibbity bop, bop, diddy boop, bop, boop, a dee, bop, bop.
Your ever-changing theme music is dope.
And I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it. Change it every time. I'm good with it. I look forward to seeing what it's going to be.
Thank you.
All right, so I thought this one is kind of interesting. It grabbed my attention. So, fuck for facts. The clitoris is basically a tiny penis.
Oh, that's a fact.
It is indeed a fact. Listen to this, though. So it says the clit actually develops from the same tissue that the penis does, depending on the hormones that we have in our body. The hormones influence whether we're male versus female. If we have more testosterone, obviously, the embryo creates the penis. And if we have more testosterone, you know, whatever.
Estrogen.
Mm-hmm. It becomes a clit. The estrogen becomes a clit. So that, when I read this, I laughed, you know, because I thought a turd, a little turd.
Got a belly.
So that's what made that very interesting fucker facts for me. I wish we could had her on here to show the difference. I'm thinking she had a little bit of both, her estrogen and testosterone.
Was yeah, I think they was kind of battling each other. I think so.
They were fighting for
what? I was just about to say, like, so what happens when, you know, in the case of a hermaphrodite, when do they have equals amount?
They're battling, just like we just said. We think they're just battling.
Oh.
They don't know which one gonna be the most, you know, be the most yeah. strongest.
Lil Billy was almost a hermaphrodite. Almost.
I mean, the way she talking, she got a full bone dick link.
Yeah, I think so, because I know I specifically asked him, have he ever sucked her dick clit? And he said yes, without even hesitating and saying, I don't suck nothing. But he literally was right. Like, yeah, I suck her dick clit. Mm-hmm.
He did.
He said it.
He said it. Mm.
Yeah. That was that. All right. No. So, Tasha, that was definitely a fact. We like it. We accept it.
That was a good fact. Yeah, that was a fact.
So, you bitches out there with giant clits that look like little dickheads, that don't make your pussy fat.
That's some funny shit. That shit is funny. She said that don't make your pussy fat. Oh, yeah,
because I can see somebody now talking about this coochie fat. No, but you got a dick.
Bitch, you heard somebody say this coochie fat.
I got a fat pussy. Yeah, my pussy fat. Y'all bitches pussy is little. No, bitch, your clit is big.
Y'all just hang
because
I got a fat
pussy. I thought a pussy hoe said something.
I thought a pussy dick said something. Anyway, we digress.
Show.
You see, hair took a whole turn. Oh, y'all ain't shit.
I can't even imagine having a little. I mean, not a little. having a dick. Although, if I did have a dick,
if I had a dick,
You'd be sucking my dick.
I would just have my dick always. I would always be wearing shorts that was just a little shorter, so the head of my dick would just be hanging out at all times.
You call me like you little pervert.
I would just be walking around like, and then when people would be looking at me, I'll be looking at them like, "What the fuck is you looking at?" Like, you know, like. But clearly I know it's sticking out there. But I'm just looking at everybody real fucked up. Like, stop. What the fuck is wrong? I'm literally saying that. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Shit.
That would just be my introduction to people. I would just be like, hey, you want to suck my dick?
You almost made me spit.
Me too. I'm glad I had it. Like,
don't you spit this out.
Take all this.
I'd be catching cases everywhere because this, like the back of their throat, I'd be like, take it. Oh my gosh. It'll be crazy.
Tasha, what would you do?
On what?
If you had a dick.
Shit, I don't know if I'd let everybody suck it, but it's definitely gonna get sucked. But I mean, to piggyback off of you, nigga, I'd probably walk around with the head up. Or you know what? I'd probably stay in some gray sweats.
It'd be summer. You still got on gray sweats. I think that's how I would be at work. I would be like that at work because I would have to go to work, so I couldn't have my head hanging out at work, you know. But yeah, them shits would be. I would have to print. You would always know that I had a dick. Like as soon as somebody would say Shari, they'd be like, that dick. Period.
It would just be awkward moment for everybody every time I was in the room. Yeah. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, she always like.
Yeah, like a girl with some big titties or a big old ass, like an extra big ass. She just like, damn. Right. She just demand all the attention. That's how your dick would be.
It would be the announcement to the room as soon as I walk in. It'd be like, god damn, she always got her dick out. You know, bitch. I mean, it would just be.
Tell us something we didn't know. Who haven't seen your dick? That's what your dick would be.
I would just let it flop around too. I would just let it flop around. It would just be flopping around.
No, because you don't like wearing underwear right now. So.
Right, it would just be flopping. One floppy disc. One floppy disc of a dick.
I cannot with you.
I'm just saying, like, why do men get to have all the fun with their dicks? If I could just be, just for one day.
You could have a dick for a day. Now, that's something. A dick for a day.
Baby. I would love a dick for a day.
I'll take that.
I would love a dick for a week. Give me the dick for the whole week. I could create a whole new nation. I could create a whole new nation with that dick for a week.
You gonna be that nigga, huh?
I have to leave little mini-me's everywhere. Are you kidding me? Have you met me? I know you have met me.
Definitely.
The world could be so more wonderful if it was way more me's running around here.
I would just be like, she'd be like, I'm pregnant. I'd be like, it ain't mine. Prove it, bitch.
First of all, this is why I'm creating a nation. By the time I don't have a dick anymore, they ain't gonna know where to find me. So shit, I'm gonna create a whole new nation.
Who the daddy? Prove it. I ain't got no dick.
I don't have a dick, honey. Never have. I have a birth certificate that says I am female.
Thousands and thousands of bitches will be having my thousands by the thousands.
I wonder if Billy can get somebody pregnant.
That if she can squirt, I think she could. We got to ask her that. We didn't ask. You know what? The next time we have her on the show, we need to get more intimate with her dick pussy.
That's true. She's got a
padusi. No. Nuh-uh. She ain't no padusi.
The pussy?
Yeah.
The pussy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Poor Billy.
We got to get her back on the show. It's gonna be all about her, the pussy.
Y'all know about them coupons, them coochie coupons.
What? You got coochie coupons? We don't know about that.
Yeah, I used to do for special occasions for people.
All right.
Yeah, those are fun.
They are. I need to give somebody some coupons. Don't look like that, bitch.
Not the way you philandering around town. Okay.
Anyway. So our topic today is more of a statement that someone asked.
Okay?
The happier you are in the relationship, the nastier you are with sex. The happier you are in your relationship, the nastier you are with sex.
I don't know. Because if you just like having nasty sex, it don't matter if you're happy in the relationship or not. If y'all both that same kind of nasty, shit, we don't have to, I don't have to talk to you after we done, then you be nasty. And I'm still mad at your ass. So I don't know.
I think it's a yes for me.
I think it's a yes because I had to think back and was like, yeah, because you kind of let your guards down if you're happy if you're with somebody you really like. But then on the flip side of what Ebony said too, you know, you got some motherfuckers that give they all in a one night stand. So you just, you know, that's that ultra nasty. But
somebody just might just be nasty by nature.
I mean, I get that. I get what both of y'all are saying, but I really...
You ain't never been nasty without being happy with somebody or not in a relationship. You never been nasty?
I mean, I feel like the happier I am, the nastier my ass get.
You just might be happy in the situation, happy to be with that person. Happy to let that happen at one time.
I don't like to suck dick, so, I mean, you can't convince her about that. It's different for everybody. That's why, like, I agree with both of y'all. Like, I'm like, yes, can get extra nasty if I'm really loving somebody or really like, or, you know, somebody is treating me good. They can get it all, you know. Mm-hmm. If they deserve it, they can get it all. But then there's been a time where I just have a fuck buddy and, you know.
That's all they're getting is the fuck.
With KB and I, we weren't in a relationship. But he's so nasty.
Hey, that's Jersey. Jersey.
I mean, you're not in that relationship, but they just nasty.
We weren't never know, but that's Jersey. He just nasty.
Every time you talk about KB, like, this whole something possession takes over you.
Just, like... really just the mere thoughts of that time in my life, just I be thinking of like your happiest place you've ever been on earth.
And that's
like with balloons and flowers and all the cakes and all the ice creams and all the favorite snacks there. Just my favorite place I've ever been in the world.
You can just walk by and just touch the cake if you want to.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh my gosh, you said that's lemon. Ooh, I love it. That's how I feel like. It's like sunshine is growing inside of me.
This bitch said sunshine, and then he kissed me and my clothes fell off. Yes, did y'all? I know y'all heard the music. I know y'all heard the butterflies and hummingbirds and
that's just, I don't know why I associate him with that, and not that I don't get that. I get a different feeling with my husband, of course. But it's a different kind of sunshine. But this is like that the one particular sunshine, it's been raining 1,000 days.
For 40 days and 40 nights.
And all of a sudden, the sun peeks out. And it warms up. And the snow starts to melt. And it's just like,
It's like
Luther Vandross saying, ooh.
That's what you do. That is it. That's what you do.
I'm saying.
So that don't have, and all of what you said, none of that says happy. The happier you are
in a relationship.
She was never in a relationship with a man.
That was a relationship.
It was
one night.
It happened more than one night.
Yeah, what it was.
That was a sex ship.
It was, you know how like when you're just generally happy to see somebody, not because you're just happy to see them, but you know what your body's about to, what you're about to partake in. Like,
right.
You know what you're about to receive. Like,
he was going on the stage as a solid gold dancer.
Right.
Not solid gold.
Like they called my name and I won the Academy Award. Like, I won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Like, all the awards you could possibly win, all at one time. That's what it was.
Okay.
But now I got the Lifetime Achievement Award with my husband.
Boy, you come through with the broom. Clean it up, boy. Clean it up.
Those other ones were just stuff that I don't even look at them all. But that Lifetime Achievement Award tells me that all those other awards got me to this point.
Okay. Okay, now that was some old auntie shit right there.
Great auntie.
She said great auntie.
I'm a great auntie. I am.
I am too. I am too. Shit.
Yeah, I am too. Mm-hmm.
So,
three times, four times, four times.
In a relationship, when you'd be like, ooh. I know I'm about to see him. Hey. And you just be dancing and your favorite song be coming on. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That pussy give a round of applause.
Yeah. Like, it's just, I mean, y'all know that family don't have to be happy for that. So whoever wrote in, dang, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for that person that wrote in and said, whatever they said, something about being happy and something about being nasty.
The happier you are, the nastier you are when you sexing.
In a relationship, mm-hmm. though they said in a relationship, I mm-hmm. think you should get out of the relationship and find your happiness outside of that, so you can know what real nasty is.
This is not Say My Name. We're not asking for your advice. It's the freaking topic. Somebody gave us the topic, but it's a topic. Like,
yeah, but there's somebody who gave us the topic. She's not really getting the full. Her life is meaningless.
How is her life meaningless?
It's nothing.
She might be a relationship oriented person.
I'm sorry for her.
That gets super freaky when she's extra happy in the relationship. What is wrong with that?
There's so much wrong with it.
It is not.
He doesn't know what it's like to be freaky nasty and not in a relationship.
I mean,
and that, my dear, is a travesty.
I'm sorry. I would, although I've had some freaky sessions, not in a relationship, quote unquote. But I would prefer to be my nasty.
Of course you would, Dre. Of course you would. Of course you would, Dre. Of course you'd like to be in the room. Of course.
Okay, Molly. Because you like to get your kick all up and down Route 60 motherfucking 6.
You don't like to get my kick. That is so funny. You have to find your happiness within in order for you to be real super nasty. You have to be comfortable in your own skin. Don't just let somebody else determine your nastiness by the relationship. I hope that person wrote it never gets to be nasty.
You're being nasty as
fuck. Now you're being just nasty for what?
Because I like it. And I'm happy.
One of them Trump supporters right now.
I like it and I'm happy.
Not a Trump supporter. Hey, y'all. Georgia's blue.
We have listeners who are Trump supporters, and so
Georgia's still blue. I don't care who you support.
You act like one of them. So with that being said,
Georgia is blue. Georgia is blue. Anyway, I don't give a fuck.
Oklahoma red and a motherfucker.
And we don't listen. We don't get paid for this podcast, so I can say whatever the fuck I want to say when
you can say whatever the fuck you want to say. But I can.
And I'm fucking unbothered. You see this? Unbothered. It comes naturally.
Why come you can say whatever the fuck you want to say about Trump supporters, but I can't say what the fuck I want to say about P. Diddy?
Bitch, you have said all of everything that you wanted to say about P. Diddy. We already can't have a Ciroc endorsement, and that is my favorite drink. We already can't have no endorsement because every time you say he your favorite fucking person, you go back and you freaking just demolish his fucking character. That's why. I didn't demolish Donald Trump. I said Georgia was fucking blue.
What I said.
Georgia and is blue.
I didn't say anything wrong about Diddy. I just said
Georgia is blue.
Facts. Anyway, move on to the next topic.
We only do one topic per show, and Georgia is blue.
So what are we gonna do to take up this guy's
time? We don't got to worry about that because it's time for Say My Name, Say My Name.
I'll fill in the Drake spot when it's time. I have something to say.
Gotcha.
Okay, this Georgia. Say My Name is a little different than what I normally do. But here it is. I dated an older man for 6 months. His wife passed away last year. He had her pics in the house, and it made me feel uncomfortable, so I left. I came by again unannounced, and the wife was there, alive. A huge fight happened. He says he has Alzheimer's and doesn't remember. I'm pregnant. Heal.
She pregnant and he don't remember?
He got Alzheimer's.
He got Alzheimer's, early dementia.
Y'all look.
Girl, what do you need advice about? Go to the clinic.
Go see the doctor. He forgot his wife was alive, or he forgot she died. Which one? Which lie was the truth?
Shit. Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, this letter is a hot fool of a mess. I mean, there are so many things. Yeah, there's like so many things. There was like each paragraph had a something that needed to be addressed.
Right. So let's just break it down.
Okay, let's go.
Normally, I don't break shit down, but I'm going to break the fucking shit down tonight.
Okay, well, let's do it.
She's been dating an older man for 6 months. Obviously, he's quite a bit older. Well, I guess he doesn't have to be. But anyway, so she's been dating him and for 6 months. His wife passed away last year. I mean, I guess she had never been to his house before in those 6 months, and finally she goes over. And there are pics up of the dead wife.
As there should be.
as there should be. So I'm like, bitch, how you gonna feel uncomfortable? Because this man, they probably got kids together, so who cares about the pictures being up? So she's like retarded anyway on that aspect of it. I don't appreciate her leaving. And I would have just showed her the door anyway. And then, bitch, you gonna decide to go back unannounced? She's wrong again. Bitch, how you gonna pop up at somebody else's motherfucking house?
That you left. That you left.
Because she needed to clarify that all of that shit is a motherfucking lie.
What she didn't know was a lie.
He's good.
Well, she didn't know it was a lie.
No, what I'm saying, that motherfucker, I'm saying, that nigga, he ain't got dementia. I'm calling it a lie.
We ain't even got there yet. We ain't even got there. She breaking it down.
It's broken up for me.
What do you say? So, when you get to the house, y'all,
mm-hmm.
and a woman answers the door,
mm-hmm.
and you ask, well, let's just call him Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
And so Jeffrey's, you ask for Jeff, hey, hi, excuse me, is Jeffrey home? And so the woman's like, who are you? And you be like, I'm his girlfriend, Takesha. Oh, what's going on?
First of all, if the dead wife answered the door, I'm not gonna be that motherfucking calm asking for Jeffrey.
Well, she don't know who it was. I mean,
she do know who it is because the pictures was everywhere.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
So it why the fuck? I'm like, who? How the fuck are you alive? Are you a motherfucking twin? Bitch, did I die? I must be dead. I'm seeing dead people.
Somebody got some explaining to do.
I'm like Madea.
You got some explaining to do.
Shit.
And then he diagnosed himself with Alzheimer's. So
he told that lie, is what I'm saying. That was a diagnosis. Right. Fucking lie.
Right, he's self-diagnosed because she said he says he has Alzheimer's. Most people with Alzheimer's. Most people with Alzheimer's. If I know Alzheimer's, they don't feel like I got Alzheimer's. They don't be saying that shit.
They don't know what they got.
First of all,
they just know they don't fucking remember.
So, that's a good one.
And so she's pregnant.
Got yourself in a little pickle.
Little tickle pickle.
Yeah. That was a problem. She got a little tickling from that pickling, and now she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say,
go be the doctor.
Girl, you might as well, yeah. Or, you know what? Fuck that. Had a baby, because if he got Alzheimer's, he probably got some Social Security. And so that baby will have a check. So go ahead. Fuck it. And just make him pay.
Or he got a long-term wife. That's two incomes your baby can get.
Right. So fuck. That's right.
So un-go to the clinic. Now that we've driven you to the clinic, we have pulled you away from the clinic. It is in your benefit to stay away from the clinic now. We're sorry that we gave you that advice.
Exactly. So we want you to get all, we want your baby to reap all of the benefits
of having an elder father.
Yes.
And yep, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And so, just shit. Congratulations. You can name your baby Owsie. Because I don't even know. Ruth. Owsie Mira.
Wow.
That's what it is.
That's a mess.
It's a mess.
Well, we ain't gonna stress about it.
problem. This Tinquisha's problem. Her and Jeffrey gonna have to work through this.
I'm a Miracle Jenkins. That baby name gonna be.
We said at the same time.
I saw this and I just knew that I can't even tear her apart like I normally would because she was definitely bamboozled.
Okay.
And so, but the guy is fucking the real MVP. He's fucking genius. He would have never found out if she would have popped up unannounced.
It could.
Yeah, I mean.
If he old enough to have Alzheimer's now, shit, she might be 25 and that nigga might be 50. So, really.
Shit, or of course, we've already established that this motherfucker has said he has Alzheimer's. Like, he took the doctor to say it. He said, I got Alzheimer's, so this motherfucker probably young as fuck.
Oh, baby, I got that Alzheimer's.
But you said you was going to pay my rent.
But I caught that Alzheimer's. What had happened?
But you told me you was gonna get my car fixed.
But what had happened was I caught that Alzheimer's.
I mean, but you told me you was gonna get my hair done and it's really important.
Bitch, I said I forgot.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm happy your baby.
All right, y'all. So, at this point in time in the show, this will be that damn Dre. But since we don't know where the fuck Dre is, this gonna be that damn Re. So, Ebony, give me some that damn Re music.
It's Re.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. So, if I were Dre, but I'm Re, this is what I would tell you. Ladies, if your pussy pops out of your panties while you are asleep, I'm eating that motherfucker up. That's if I was Dre, but I'm Re.
Where did the women who don't sleep in panties stand?
That was my question, because y'all know I sleep in the nude. I can't get my pussy ate.
It's already going to be popped out, so you don't have, it's just going to automatically just be right there. I think men get excited when it's peeping out like peekaboo, like half in, half out. I don't know, because I don't wear drawers, so I'm just assuming that is how it would be.
Well, mine's gonna be peeking out the back of my thighs, bitch. It's gonna be peeking out the.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
pretty much.
Y'all posed the question, so I'm like.
Hey, that Reed, if you was that Dre, mm-hmm. If you was that Dre, I would say, I checked out that song you was talking about, and then it kind of piggybacked off of what you would do if you saw the pussy peeking, because that song, when we checked about what song to look for you, I think I was listening to a fan show, and y'all was talking about a song, and I looked up a song that he said, Michi somebody, the name of the song was, I forgot, but anyway, he's talking about, I'm gonna get up in the morning and brush my teeth and eat that pussy. So.
Mm-hmm. You had Alzheimer's real quick. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I had Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. Early onset.
Mm-hmm. I forgot the name of the song. I wrote it down at work when I was listening. And so I listened to, well, what I could stand of it.
Well, I'm just saying, if I was that damn Dre, this would be my that damn Re.
Well, he's fire because that's way better than all his put together.
Okay, let's move on. Ebony, because I'm Shari. Take us to the motherfucking house, because I can't.
Take us to the bridge.
Take it to the house.
Y'all can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That's naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Or you can leave us a message. Let's take a vote. Who wants Dre out? If you want Dre out, vote 912-434-1414.
Wait a minute.
912-434-1414. And let's get those votes coming in, y'all. Okay. We welcome your feedback, the comments, and all the show ideas. And Ebonites, you know who I absolutely love. Your wonderful show advice will keep them coming. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure you subscribe, you rate, and you leave a review. Leave a motherfucking review. So you will and select the notification button. Looking for Naturally Unbothered merch? Visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. So tell all your ho-ass friends to tell their ho-ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Until next time, bitches.
Until next time, America. Send in those boats.
This man says send in those
red or blue.